The 4x4 Ranch near Fraser in Grand County was a welcoming sight for travelers who had endured the bumpy stagecoach ride over Berthoud Pass in the late 1800s. As they made their journey west, many would stay at the cozy Stagecoach Hotel. It was known for its good food and outdoor patio.
Anywhere you look, great views, the Continental Divide, mountains, and everything.
Ann McCleave is a historic preservation specialist. The stage stop, she says, was one of just two in Colorado on the way up to Idaho Springs. And when it was made obsolete by trains and automobiles in the early 1900s, the owners decided they needed something else to get people to stop by.
What surprised us all was finding out it was used as a Ford dealership, and it's just a log barn, log building. And the man who owned it would just drive the, of course, our Model Ts are not heavy, big SUVs like we have today, but he'd just drive it up this ramp because it's a two-story log building. And we were just surprised to hear that these cars are being driven right up.
When the dealership closed, locals held square dances in the barn. But in recent years, the historic site was starting to fade away.
It was sinking about 2 feet into the ground, and the doors, you could not open the doors because they were into the ground. And the roofs collapsed, so it was best we all agreed to dismantle the hotel and the logs, preserve them, put it back together.
And that's where the State Historical Fund is going to help. McCleave says a $35,000 grant will help build a new foundation for the hotel this summer. And soon, residents will be able to see that slice of Colorado history once again.
We've got to remember our history. I think we know now more than ever. We have to remember our history, what has happened, what went wrong, and what went right.
There are also some lessons to be learned in southern Colorado, where Alamosa residents are trying to preserve an old department store.
So it's sort of like a little living time capsule, if you will. You know, there's all different eras represented in this building.
Michael Owen is the preservation expert working on the Bain Building. The store was opened by the Bain family in the 1930s, towards the end of the Great Depression. So they had to be thrifty and creative.
Joe Bain, who basically built it, a lot of the materials were salvaged. So it's sort of a very unique building in that sense, that it has a variety of different materials that were all came together to build this building. And that's actually a big part of its significance.
But Joe Bain's success didn't last very long. In the 1940s, he was convicted of selling stolen cattle meat, and he committed suicide the day he was going to be sentenced. Historians say the charges were fabricated. But Bain's legacy lives on because his old department store is now helping Alamosa's most vulnerable residents.
There's a great public good in what's happening in these stores with low-income housing, food banks, services for the homeless.
Owen says a $33,000 grant will help restore some of the building's exterior. And over in Custer County, efforts are underway to raise the profile of an old ranch that was created as a haven for people with asthma and other health problems.
The lodge was originally called Aspen Home and was constructed in 1898 as the private residence of an Irish settler who sought the dry climate of Colorado for health conditions.
Jenny Dykeman is the preservation specialist for what ultimately became the Pines Lodge near Westcliff. She says the property's high-end architecture and stellar views of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains attracted visitors from around the world.
It seems like they came in mass, seeking the dry climate and the hot springs, in the mountains especially.
Dykeman says the grant funding will be used to get the lodge on the National Historic Register. Other areas receiving grants include an old grocery store in Weld County and a historic farm in Erie. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.